So let's say we've got a carrying value of 100 and our fair value less cost of sale is 90 and our value in use is 80. Well, the higher of those two is 90, isn't it? So the recoverable amount is 90. The carrying value is 100. And so the carrying value is more than we'll ever recover. So you have to impair that carrying value down. So you impair the 100 down to its recoverable amount of 90. And that impairment goes to the income statement.